The big sound of North Wales. Sound Radio. Sound Radio. Kathy and Daniela with us from Book of You. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Fighting the cold and the weather to come in.
Yeah, yes. It's a bit bitter, isn't it?
So, you've come in to talk about, is it a project or...
It's a business. We're a community interest company, which nobody ever knows what that is. It's a social enterprise or not for profit. There's various ways of looking at it. So everything that the business makes, any profit goes back into the business.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what it means, basically. And we've been running, we launched as a community interest company in March 2015. And we've been running, helping people, mostly in North Wales, but in some other parts of the country as well since then. And what we do is we use a digital multimedia app to help people, either people living with dementia or older people generally, to preserve their memories, to reminisce, or to create life storybooks, which can be shared with family and friends. Hmm. And it's all stored safely in the cloud, so it's something they can just log into and look at when they want to, really.
So it's a bit, I was just saying earlier, it's a bit like sort of a Facebook memories thing, which maybe down in 15 years' time people have all these memories, but there's people who don't have sort of memories stored somewhere. So I suppose it's a bit like a diary. That
it is, yeah, or This Is Your Life, if anybody's old enough to remember that programme, the Big Red Book, where everybody came together, because one of the best things about it is it's collaborative. Mm. We don't imagine somebody sitting and creating it on their own, although they could. But the nice thing is that people, we have a username and password, which is unique to the person, which people log in. So if you've got a sister living in Australia, they could create a page from over there and send photos over, keeping family up to date. You can record conversations. For example, probably I would say that our most popular template at the moment is the voice record, because people can now see the value. It took a while, didn't it, to get it going. Yeah. But we've had a few people come up to us and saying, we really wish we'd had this when Mum or Dad was alive, because, you know, a couple of people have said we've kept their answer phone message, and we keep ringing Dad on the phone after he's died to hear his voice, because that's all we've got. So with this, you can have Dad speaking about his memories before, and it can be passed on down the generations and kept. Because everything, of course, is so easy now with, you know, voice records on your tablets and camcorders and everything. There's no excuse for not doing this, really.
And I think dementia as well, and things, it's a difficult subject for people. I understand what it is, but I think people are still learning as well of how it works and the different people. I think a lot as well, it is just, people just think old people have dementia, but you're saying a lot of sort of young people have been using it, and people with learning disabilities as well.
It's dementia is, it's a disease of the brain at the end of the day. It's not a natural part of aging, and that's what is hard for some people to grasp and to get across. But I have a great grandmother who is 102 and is wonderful, and you know, there's no memory issues there. But then I've got another grandmother who has got memory issues, so it's, you know, who's much younger, and it affects people very differently.
Is she using the Book of You as well?
Yes, I do use Book of You.
Is it going well?
It's going well. I've worked with so many different people. There was one lady I worked with, and she had quite a negative view on her life. And by the end of the 6 weeks sessions of working with me, she said that she realised what a wonderful life she'd had, that she was so proud of her family, and it completely changed her view on everything. It was really, really lovely.
Great.
Yeah.
And so I suppose you say you can put anything on it. So if I had one, say, for a family member, I could go back and find old pictures.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't have to no longer rummage through hundreds, but you could just find all the nice pictures, put them on.
Yeah.
What about sort of uploading videos? You said about YouTube, you can sort of put you can upload videos, so sort of past memories and things.
It's really easy to do, because we tend to do all our work on tablet computers, be it iPad or Android.
Yeah.
It works just as well on both. So you've got everything on there that you need. So, for example, if you want to put photographs in, as you rightly said there, you're not going to put every photo in. You're going to pick out the ones that are going to stimulate that conversation, have the most memories to. So you can just photograph them, upload them. With YouTube, what we do is we copy. It's just copy and paste.
Right.
We copy and paste the link to the video and put it in there. Okay?
Okay.
So it's as simple as that. And we stream that film through Book of You. So people can do it that way. If they use the camcorder themselves, they can upload it. There's so many different ways. If people have pictures, you know, sometimes we speak to people, don't they, and they've got all their photos stored on a laptop at home, they can just upload them direct from the laptop. So what we tend to do is find out, talk to people when we go and work with them, find out what they want, what they've got, and then help them to find a way around how to use it.
We've got some people who are literally putting in their whole life story. They're typing it and then putting it into the book of you, ready for for their grandchildren and things,
And then obviously don't want to talk too much online of people's health things, but say somebody did pass away, that there's still that sort of story that that families can go back to. Is there a way as well for maybe... I'm probably thinking way too much into it because it's on my head work, so I don't do a lot of web sort of site stuff.
Yeah.
Could people, if they wanted to, could people access their story in the future maybe?
These are books for life. So
The public, if they had a great story and people thinking that out.
I guess potentially if they wanted to, what we feel is the benefit of this is that it is secure. So you mentioned Facebook before. But we all know that if you don't do your privacy settings, and privacy settings can change with every update of Facebook, somebody can have a nose. And how many times have we gone and looked on ex-boyfriends? It's like, what are they doing now? Things like that. See what they're doing, because we're nosy. That's human nature. Mm-hmm. With Book of You, you can't do that, because unless you've got that username and password, you can't look. You can't go on our website and see anything. But if somebody wanted to share it, there's nothing, I guess, to stop them doing it. But, you know, I think people like the fact, especially older people, they like the fact that it's secure and it's only shared with the people they want to share it with. But tell you what, we've had some great stories, haven't we? Some fantastic stories. Talking about sharing it, though, I was working with a lady yesterday. We were doing some work over in a hospice in Llandudno. And a totally new way of working for us, this, isn't it? She's a lovely lady, but she's writing a musical. So she's using Book of You as multimedia to put her songs in, pictures in, poems in, and she's really running with it, isn't she? She's fantastic. Wonderful. And she does want to share this. I mean, she wants it to be performed. She wants it to get out there to people, but she's finding Book of You. She'd had it in little folders on her desktop before, hadn't she, in bits here and there. So she's bringing it all together into Book of You, and she's finding it a great platform to do that. So that's some way we hadn't even thought of using it before. So people will always come up, once they get the hang of what Book of You is, they'll come up with their own ideas and brilliant ideas that we would never have thought of. So you know, it's up to them what they do.
Sort of saying that, I'm just thinking of sort of scrapbooks, and I always wanted to do one as a kid, you know, you just wanted to keep things that you, and I never did, and I'm thinking that now, knowing that it's multi, I'd probably do it now, to be honest. Another thing is, obviously, to some people, sort of computers, laptops and things and tablets are quite scary.
Yes.
How do you go about helping people who have never sort of used laptops and things so they can access?
Well, when we work with people through our funding that we get, we go and work with them one-on-one or in a small group, and we take the tablets with us and we do the work for them. In some cases, they want to learn how to use it as well, or in some cases, they just want us to put everything in. More than not, they want to learn how to do it, and they go out and buy a tablet, or they come down and said, my granddaughter bought me this and it's a brand new iPad and they've never used it. So it's opening up to a lot of introducing technology in an easy and safe way. And a lot of the times we've had people that have ended up with Facebook pages, emailing people they haven't spoken to for years, and connecting people with things they haven't done before.
And I bet there's people as well that are sort of just totally against the technology thing, and
there are, but we can normally win them round.
We
have ways.
We do have, if people are really anti, and sometimes not very often, we do reminiscence in lots of different ways, because at the end of the day, the most important things is for family to talk and to chat and to spend time with each other. So we have a little box, don't we, of various little resources that we get out and get people chatting. And if they really, you know, sometimes they'll come to the technology a little bit later once they've got used to and relaxed into that way of reminiscing, don't they? Yeah.
And it creates stories as well for family. Yeah. Somebody might, obviously, going like saying things, might forget about an old story. They'll see a picture or a piece of music or a video, and it'll remind them of...
Yeah.
And that's the whole... that's the whole point, really.
To remind people of
their past and to share stories as well. And
shared stories. Yeah. It's fun because my mum's living with dementia. She's in a care home at the moment, and I create a Book of You with her. And she'll talk about a photo, which we've seen. It's been in the family for years, I remember having seen. But she talks more about it now in the detail.
Right.
Like, we were talking about one photograph that's always been there the other day, and she said, I remember that day. She said, that was when I met my first fiancé. She said, he was following us, and I thought he was looking at Sylvia, but he was looking at me, and I'm going, really? And she's like, yeah. So because these more recent memories disappear with dementia, and we're left with the older ones, they seem to be more vivid, yeah. don't they? So detail comes out. And if you can record somebody saying that, talking yeah. that, yeah. it's just invaluable, isn't it?
And especially when it comes to working with people living with dementia, we make it a family collaborative thing where there's always a family member with them
yeah.
that works with them, and they always find out new things about each other. It's really lovely.
It's great. And I bet it's a great way to sort, especially like future families with younger generations, and yeah. how to just go back and say, this was your great-granddad, this was your nan, and yeah. this is their story. And they can learn from that, which something now, personally, with my family, I probably haven't got up to a certain level, obviously with grandparents, but before that, I don't know their story, but something like that, that would be to isn't find
it?
Out more. And
it's great, isn't it? I mean, this is what we think, and it's something I mention quite regularly now. If we've got kids, little kids, our phones are out all the time, we're yeah. photographing them, we're filming them. Mm-hmm. How often do we turn that round and photograph our parents?
Yeah.
Our kids are going to be there for hopefully a long yeah. time, but our parents were limited when you get to our age. Turn your camera around, photograph them playing with them, because they aren't always going to be there. And I don't want to hear many more people saying, I wish I'd done this.
Yeah.
Because the technology's there. Use yeah. it, you know? So I think it's important to get families to think in a whole rather than just the young kids, just to think, remember, your mum's still there, but she won't always be there. So it's just an important message to get across, really.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
How did the idea sort of come to you? To set this up? And
well, my husband really set it up. Sadly, my mother-in-law passed away. And at the funeral, he was listening to a eulogy done by a member of staff that she worked with. She worked in a school for special needs children.
Mm.
She was very, very good with special needs kids. And we knew that. But when this woman was standing up talking about Denise, we were like, we didn't know that. So the two things came out of that. One was that we're learning things about from other people. So this is where the collaborative side comes up, because we all know different things about different people. And secondly was the fact that wouldn't Denise have loved to have known that when she was alive, rather than waiting till she passed away for everyone else yeah. to hear how much she was loved.
Yeah.
But why not tell somebody now? Because, again, we don't do it, especially in this country. We don't do it, do we? We don't turn no. around and tell people what we think of them and what the memory is. So it's a nice way and a secure way and a fun way to do it without feeling awkward or
yes.
embarrassed.
Yeah.
yeah.
So that's where that came from. So it started off as a memory box with lots of different ideas. And then my husband was working at Bangor University at the time. So he bumped into Professor Bob Woods, who is an expert in dementia and older people, and he'd been doing work with life story books and benefits for people with dementia, and he said, you've got to go down this line, you've got to do it. So that's what we did. We focused more on the dementia, and then we worked with a care home in Menai Straits, with a care home there, which they've now got T Carriad. They took it on a yeah. T Carriad in Abergele now. And he said, because we had a printed book at the time right. as well. So we had a printed book and a digital one. And he said, scrap the printed book. Just do it digital, because that's what will make you different. That's what we've done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, people will say to us sometimes, can we print this out? But of course, you can't print music. You can't spoken word.
No,
you can't
no.
print. So people, once they get that, they see the value of having it there.
It's sort of like, why have the newspaper cutting when you can tell the story yourself? You
yeah.
can record the
yeah.
story. You can have that yeah. person filmed on a tablet,
yeah,
telling that story.
Exactly.
You can hold the picture up.
Yeah.
But
yeah
it's
so yeah, it's a benefit. We're looking in the future at, you know, say if somebody has passed away, and so, because at the moment we say you can have as many pages as you want, so there's no point in printing it out, because if you print it out, that means the book's finished. You can't
yeah.
add anything to it. But say, for example, if somebody passes away, they want that, but they don't need to want to log in necessarily all the time. So we're looking at ways of creating a download or a DVD of the book.
Right.
So that when it is finished, it can still be there for somebody to use and to look at when they want, as
that's
a physical
copy. It then becomes like a memory book.
Yeah.
Then and
yeah.
No, that's nice, because it sort of puts an end.
Yeah,
to
rounds
that story,
it off, doesn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So if somebody's listening now and they're thinking, this is great, this is what we need as a family, or I would like it for it, how would be the best way to sort of get in touch? What would be the next steps?
Okay, there's a website, which is www.bookofyou.co.uk. It's BOOKOF for Freddie, YOU. Everybody gets it wrong. But, you know, if we can put it up on your webpage,
yeah,
just
yeah,
one
we'll
of the leaflets or something, just so people know. there is a contact detail. If people want to send us a message on there, if they want to know any more, or if they just, you know, even if they're just interested and want to find out a bit more, they can do that. And there's a phone number on there where they can phone us as well and have a chat. We'll always get back to people, won't we? And the other thing we always offer is when people are doing it, if they get stuck or they think, I don't know how to do this, just get in touch. Yeah. We're always going to help people. We want people to use this as a social enterprise. We're not in it for the money. We're in it to help people get the most out of this, because we know we're measuring the social value in what we do. We know it's valuable. We know it makes a difference to people's lives. So we want to encourage people to do it. So if you're stuck, just give us a shout and we'll always help. Yeah. So, and just to mention as well, we've actually brought out this year some vouchers, some gift vouchers. So if anybody fancies doing Book of You as a Christmas gift for a family member, we can send those out. So again, if you just get in touch if you want to. We do have a Twitter and Facebook page where we'll put all these details on as well. If people use social media, they can find us on there.
Okay, and we'll put it all on our website as well.
That would be great, thank you.
All the best to it, because it sounds really interesting. There's part of me thinking, I want to do this, but I don't know. I don't think he'd be offended. I want to go to Matide. He's in his 80s.
Yeah.
And I'd love to get all his stories and pictures down and things, but I'm just thinking, would he be a bit...
Yeah. And you know, that's exactly it. But the point is, the message we're getting is talk to him.
Yeah.
That is the most important bit out of this. Book of You is a tool.
Yeah.
But, you know, he may just want to chat to you about some of the things he's done. Just get your phone with a little record and do it that way. The important message is, don't leave it too late. We've got all this technology everywhere now to do these things, to record and store these things. Just talk. And that's the message I'd say to everybody, really.
Thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sound Radio, the big sound of North Wales. Don't forget to subscribe to the Sound Radio Wales podcast on iTunes, and you can find them on our website at www.soundradio.wales/podcast.